You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Gene Johnson. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Pretty Little Liars After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Pretty Little Liars After Show.
Hey, PLL fans, welcome back to another episode of Pretty Little Liars. This is Season 4, Episode 24, and it's our season finale. From what I understand, only Part 1. I'm your host, Emma Kay, and joining me is...
Sarah Giroux.
Hey, everybody.
I'm Francisco Thurston.
What's and up? We have a caption which is titled "A is for Answers."
Yes.
Do you guys feel like we got answers?
Yes.
The
and
ones we were looking for.
Somewhat.
We still don't know who A is.
I was really hoping we were going to find out who A was, which we've been told from the beginning of season four that it was going to be revealed at the end, but we didn't get that.
Are you
so
guys mad?
I don't know if
I'm mad.
I'm mad. I slam my fist in there.
But then if we found out who A was, would it all be over? Like,
Yeah, but still.
But I just want to know.
Well, I think there could be a twist to it, even if A was revealed. But I don't know if it has anything to do. And I know you guys hate when we bring up Ravenswood into Pretty Little Liars, and we're not trying to do that. But I really feel like just because the show didn't go on, that they didn't reveal A because then it wasn't, they weren't able to cross over.
Possibly.
Which, you know, we're going to bring the spoilers a little bit fast, you know, earlier on to the show because we are talking about Ravenswood and reveal that Tyler Blackburn will be returning for season 5.
Thank God.
So
this is my lucky day.
Come over here.
I guess it didn't work out there. And he'll be coming back to PLL. And we're not complaining. We're completely happy about it. So no hard feelings on that. But let's get right into it and talk about Allie's, her, I'm going to call it the truth, because for once we've heard her, you know, tell the story and the whole truth, because all she's learned and all she's told throughout her life is lies.
Yeah.
Which she finds interesting.
There it goes. The other one.
So
totally.
She's talking to the girls and revealing to them that this mysterious person is, you know, who brought them to the hotel is Noel. And
so
we were all thinking, like, how can you trust him? But, of course, Allie has to pick someone who has secrets that she could hold against them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's on that video she downloaded off of Ian's computer, but she needs someone that she could have one step or just have one on. So I guess Noel was part of the game. And I wonder if he was part of the whole equation of dating Arya and then dating Mona. So it
crazy.
Raises a lot of questions and
so,
why
so
things
weird.
Were done the way it was done.
He's such a random character to have take everyone to the
Never
hotel.
Never would have guessed that.
I was just like, what? No? Really?
Like, where have you been? Like, what's
going
on?
This entire time. Like, what happened? And where did he go? And yeah, she may have secrets on him, but...
Well, I'm not surprised at the people going and coming back because we've seen that throughout the whole, you know, even from season one, you have parents leaving, parents don't know what their kids are doing.
But they're like kind of like reoccurring characters. Noel just kind of disappeared, like, for a long time.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Well, maybe they needed to bring him back for season 5 somehow.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's going to have a bigger part to play in season 5 than what we're seeing. So it was just a way to let him in into the finale so that way we could see more of him in season 5.
It's the lead-in for season 5. The finale is the part 2 of season 5's premiere is going to be finale part 2. That's what... I think I was reading an interview with Marlene King. Mm-hmm.
Can't wait.
I know.
But after today's episode, I'm so antsy.
So maybe we'll find
wait.
Out what happens with Noel.
Definitely. But I'm really happy to see the liars reunite with Allie. It just felt such a genuine emotional moment that they all had with one another, and Allie is telling the girls everything that happened up to the night that she disappeared. Mm-hmm. And when the tears were coming down her eyes, I really felt for her. I felt like it was Allie being genuine for once, and she really had nowhere to turn to. She was tired. She just looks like she's tired of running, and she wants it to be over. So she could come back, but if it's not, then she's just going to disappear for good.
So really sad.
So how do you guys feel about Allie now that we've seen this episode? Because I know before we all kind of disliked her. Now, what do you think about her?
I'm not going to completely give her... I'm not going to give her too much credit for what she's done, because at the end of the day, even before A started messing with her life, she was still mean. She was one of the mean girls. She was even mean to her mom. And we see her in one of the episodes in the flashbacks that she's sitting down at the restaurant holding her breath. So that way...
To get her way.
Crazy. So she's obviously used to it. We don't know what the reason behind all that craziness is. You know, it could be her brother, it could be her mom, it could be anything. I don't know. At this point, I'm even thinking she probably has a twin we don't know about.
Right?
That's just another theory that...
Do you believe everything she said today?
No, that's what I was going to say. At the end of the day, the show is called Pretty Little Liars, and I feel like if Allison has been this way through the entire show, and we've seen all this stuff that Allie's done, maybe she's just, once again, doing Allie, trying to get her way.
I mean, she even said today to Ezra, when in the flashback, she said that she loves lying and making up stories.
I think that was before she was being chased. Her life got taken away from her, literally, because she can't go back. People thought she was dead. She couldn't go back to living a normal life. She was on a run.
I believe her, and then some part of me that goes, just like, maybe she's once again pulling the Allie tricks.
One question I do have is, she obviously could hear her mom, so she could hear the other person who hit her with the rock speaking with her mom. So she knows who it is, and why has she kept it a secret for so long?
I don't know.
So,
or maybe, I don't know. Yeah, obviously she could hear her mom.
But one thing I do want to talk about is Spencer. And it is a big weight lifted off of her shoulders knowing that she didn't kill Allie.
She was asleep in the barn.
Yes, knowing that aside from Allie, she didn't kill the other girl as well who she assumed she had killed because Allie was alive. And Mrs. De Laurentiis saw her out the window. And saw, you know, and we find out through Ezra that Cece was there. And Cece and Mrs. De Laurentiis witnessed that. Mm-hmm. So I am relieved for Spencer to know that she didn't do anything. And Allie was able to comfort her. But at the same time, we find out that she was on speed. And even though Allie drugged the girls, she still was able to stay awake because of all the energy and hype that she had. And the drugs probably didn't mesh together. So she was able to stay awake and witness what was going on. Mm-hmm. Allie met so many people that night, and I don't even know how she fit into her calendar.
I honestly couldn't keep up.
I was like, I can't have that many meetings in one day.
She was determined. She was determined.
24 hours. So let's break it down. She met with Ian. Mm-hmm. She met with Ezra. She met with Arya's dad.
Yeah.
And she met... Am I missing anyone?
I have it in my notes.
Me too.
So... And, yeah, I think that night...
Jenna. She's seen Jenna.
Well, Jenna was before. I'm saying that night, when she plans the sleepover in the barn, she goes out first to...
Oh, that's right. Okay.
She gets a text from Toby, but we don't see her meeting with Toby, so I don't know what happened there. And then she meets Ezra, which was unexpected. He shows up out of nowhere. So was he following her? Did he know where she was to show up at someone's house? In the middle of the night?
Yeah, she was like, did we have a date I didn't know about?
So he's concerned because she's lied to him all along, and he found out her real age and the fact that she's in high school.
Not 21,
so,
girl.
Whoopsie.
He's pissed off. And, you know, Ian is pissed off because he thinks Ellie is trying to blackmail him with the video she stole off of his laptop. And why did he have all those videos?
That's
and
creepy.
What were they? Seriously. We saw one of Jenna and Toby, but we don't know what the other ones are. And it had a bunch of different people
so many different
on there.
Names.
So she mentions to him the it's called NAT, and I forgot what it stands for. So if you guys know, you want to tweet us, call in, let us know what NAT stands for. Call in. 424-256-1729. I believe that's the correct number.
Nice.
Do you guys know what it stands for?
No,
well,
I think
Allie suspected today. Need a therapist. But that was just a joke.
Need a therapist.
But, you know, it is a pack that all of them were a part of. It was Melissa. It was Ian, Jason, Garrett. So it was all the older kids that were a part of this pack, which we don't know what it was really, but we suspected that A came out of that pact. Now, Ian tells Allie you don't want to mess with the pact and you don't want to mess with the videos because there are stuff that will come out that can even hurt your family.
Mm-hmm.
So, question. Now we know why Spencer's dad was trying to protect her so hard. What do you know, aside from the fact that she has a half-brother who's also Allie's half-brother, what else do they have? What are they trying to protect? I'm just like, I have so many question marks going on.
I can only imagine.
In my head. And then Melissa conveniently shows up out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too many coincidences that are happening. And I'm going, what? You've been gone for how long? And now you just show up? Perfect day when there's an investigation going on.
She said that she ran into Toby and Toby told her that, you know, about the relapse and that Spencer missed Melissa and she came back home.
Yeah, I doubt Spencer missed Melissa.
I was
Melissa.
Just going to say that.
That's what Toby said.
She's a little conceited.
So, one thing Allie also tells the girls, specifically Arya, is that Ezra is really in love with her. I think we've questioned that over and over and over again this season after finding out that Ezra might be A. We discredit him so badly that now I feel bad.
I feel bad,
I'm like,
too.
Sorry, viewers. Sorry,
They were totally leading us in that direction, though. They made him seem crazy. They made him look a little crazy.
Sure
to
did.
To be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was crazy maybe because he was looking for Allie so intently. But they totally made us think that on purpose.
Oh, yeah. His character was definitely portrayed as someone who was insane at least the past month. With every single episode. Like, he looked crazy.
Radley material for sure.
But, you know, he tells Allison, you know, I actually really like you and I don't want to see you get hurt. So I think that probably translated throughout this whole entire story. And he just really wanted to find Allison and see if she was okay. And he's writing this story. He's trying to find Allison. Like, what happened?
Yeah, I think he probably got too much into
away.
The story,
yeah.
Into the character,
mm-hmm.
And that he forgot that it's reality.
Mm-hmm.
So he was concerned about writing his story, but also wanted Allie, of course, to be safe.
Yeah.
And once she disappears, claimed, you know, and is announced to be dead, then it raises a lot of questions for him because he had known what was going on before it got to that point.
Right.
But he wants to be with Arya. And he is willing to help Allie find out who A is. So then he could get back with Arya.
Aww.
Tears.
I almost cried, you guys.
I want Jake to come back, but okay.
No! No. We can forget about Jake now. Sorry.
No. But Allie goes on this whole hunt of A, finding out who A is. So she starts with Jenna. After getting all the videos from Ian's laptop, she goes to see Jenna, and she plays the video for him. And at this point, Jenna is blind. She can't see. So she could obviously hear the voices of her and Toby, and threatens Jenna that if she ever comes back to Rosewood, that she will probably kill her. So she
maybe
is like,
good one, Allie. Good
she's
one.
Like determined. And then right after she's walking out, she gets a text from A, reveals
proof.
That Jenna might be blind, but he, you know, A, who I'm claiming That's a he.
Kill you, Beach.
Can see everything. Mm-hmm. So she's like, okay, aww, that one's off the check, off my list. Now on to the next one. So she drugs the girls, finds out that it's not the girls, goes to see Arya's dad. I'm thinking it's about the affair.
Yeah, she said mm-hmm. I knew Arya's dad wasn't A, but I just wanted him to know that I had the video, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't know what that was for, but I guess it was just kind of like a for leverage.
Exactly.
I have your video, and if you do anything, I'm going to show everybody.
As creepy as it is, I'm kind of impressed with Allie's ability to check people off the list. Mm-hmm. It's kind of
she was determined to find out who impressive. A was and figure out who it wasn't and where she could be safe. And, you know, she was smart. She was getting it done.
I definitely would not have been smart enough to do that.
Yes. So she checks Arya's dad off the list, and she's telling the girls all the story and what happened. And then we find out that along the way, well, first of all, before she got hit over the head, and Spencer chases her out of the barn and gets a shovel and is about to hit her, which we think she's about to hit, but she just slipped. You know,
lost her drugs.
Lost her speed. Was going a little too fast. Allie just sends her back to go to sleep and comforts her and, you know, it's could be our little secret. I won't tell your parents. Just go back to sleep. So right when she's about to get into her house, her mom has this, like, calm but freaky face on that mm-hmm. I didn't really understand what it was. She seemed like she could tell someone was in back of her but didn't really want to tell Allie.
Mm-hmm.
Looked mad, upset. It was just, like, I was confused about her facial expression up until the point where we see Allie's been hit and her mom is the one burying her. Alive.
That was so freaky.
What the heck?
Look, what I'm curious as to what happened is that Cece Drake was somewhere during this whole thing.
Exactly.
So was Cece there when she was getting buried?
Well, that I have a lot of questions about that. Is Cece her twin? Is Cece, you know, maybe Mrs. De Laurentiis? Is it her daughter? Why would she keep that big of a secret if it's not someone that's related to her or someone she benefits from? So I'm thinking, okay, it has to be either Jason, it has to be Cece. I can't think of anyone else that she would cover up for.
Exactly. It wouldn't be Melissa like we kind of thought, because why would she be protecting Melissa? There's no reason.
I don't
but
know.
But maybe Mrs. De Laurentiis says you can never turn your back on a Hastings in this episode. I have a feeling that something happened. I feel like Melissa did hit Allie over the head, and Mr. Hastings had something on that family, and she had to do what she had to do, basically. She was.
I like that.
Well, the girls think that Allie's mom is A, and Allie says no. She was pretty genuine when she was crying and burying me. She really thought I was dead. So, and of course, Allie, I don't think Allie probably saw who hit her, but she saw her mom out the window, so she couldn't mm-hmm. have rushed out that fast to hit her and then, you know, throw some dirt on her and dig her up. So I'm just really confused. And
so many questions still involving that whole thing. Yeah. Where is Cece involved in this? Who is Mrs. D burying Allie for? Melissa, Mr.
And
Hastings.
She doesn't notice the fact that Allie got pulled out of the so-called grave she dug up, and she's not there anymore. How did Ms. Grunwald know where she was to come and save her?
And who was in the grave?
Oh, my God.
And the whole after.
Exactly.
And so, who killed the girl?
Exactly.
Let's fast forward to a little bit into the episode where Allie is explaining that she was taken to the hospital, but she was too scared, so she escaped. And Mona happens to find Allie on the side of the road.
Just walking.
That was not a coincidence.
To me, that was not a coincidence. Like, oh, you're hurt. Oh, okay, let me take care of you. And, you know, is so nice to her, takes her to the hotel, which, you know, we've seen the girls go in. They found pictures and Mona's layers. And, you know, we go next door to where Mona's staying, and she has this whole obsession of Allie.
This Allie obsession
it's
was
like
way
an
before.
Allie shrine.
Yeah.
What the hell is that? So, first I thought, okay, well, Mona had something to do with it, with the alley killing. But then I thought about it after seeing how the scene was playing out. I just really thought she admired Allie and she wanted to be like Allie.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
Not that she wanted to hurt Allie. How did you guys feel about that?
I definitely agree. But then she said, like, get out of here. That would be the best gift you could give me for me helping you. She said, just stay away.
I think Mona wanted...
That's kind of weird.
Mona wanted Allie out of the picture. Mona wanted to be in Allie's spot, and the only way to get into Allie's spot is to get Allie out of the way so Mona can be, you know, the new girl.
Well, she wanted to be... It was a popularity contest, because as soon as Allie was gone, she was the one that was dating Noel. She was the, you know, popular girl that was... Everything was about fashion and, you know, as Allie said, never go to school without your face on. So she was the it girl, even though people didn't like her and wouldn't necessarily be friends with her. But you started noticing more and more of her down the hallway than you did before when she was wearing glasses and she had the ponytails and the knee-high socks. So she did a big transformation, and it was with Allie's connections.
Allie hooked it up.
She did.
Thanks, Allie.
What I'm confused about is, you know, Allie talks about Mona and whatever in this episode. If Ezra was an A and Mona was some kind of in that whole thing, why did she hit Hannah with the car?
That's another question I have, because Allie says she came back because of Hannah's incident and Mona hit her with the car. So she came back to protect them or to see if she was okay. And then that led to Allie rescuing them out of the fire. And slowly appearing to them again.
With Ian as well in the tower.
And killing, which we thought someone killed Ian, but she said no, she stayed and saw him walking out. So we know Ian is alive, and all these characters that we thought are dead apparently are alive. So it could be...
This is great.
Resurrection.
Totally.
So it literally could be anyone that is out to get Allie or that is out to get the girls. And as I've said over and over again, this is a generational, curse. I don't want to call it a curse, but a generational hunt where it starts with even the older ones, the parents. Obviously, Mrs. De Laurentiis and the Hastings have something. And you don't know if it's a high school kid doing all these tricks or if it's someone that is, you know, their parent. You just don't know. So there's so many layers and sub-layers to all of this. The fake A team that was formed to find the real A. Oh, God.
It's absolutely confusing now.
That was a mind just... Oh, my gosh.
And we also see that Cece has been captured.
Because we saw in the last episode, A saw her name in that hotel book and called the cops on her.
Yes. So she's being questioned and she's being charged with Detective Wilden's murder. So she decides to do a swap of information. She tells him that Allie is alive and she knows and she has proof that Allie is alive and knows the killer of the girl who was buried in place of Allie. I'm just like, wow.
So she was there somehow. Where? Why?
I'm like, oh, what
the? Do you guys think that whoever killed the other girl who's buried is involved in this whole thing? Or if that was a completely separate murder and then they just put the body in there to like cover up the whole Allie thing?
Well, first of all, how did that girl even get there?
Exactly.
Could it have been Mona that killed somebody?
Was it a friend of Allie that was visiting, which we didn't know about? But we didn't know about Ezra, and apparently they were friends back then. So there's a lot of friends that Allie had along the way, especially in her recruit of finding A, that, you know, could have been there to see her, to help her out. So she might have texted... I honestly don't know, but anything is possible with Pretty Little Liars, so...
Anything.
Anything. I would not discredit anyone.
Oh, man.
So, we I'm going to speak for myself, but I think it's either Jason, Cece, or Melissa that hit Allie over the head. And the only tie that I could have to the Hastings, obviously Jason is a half-brother to, or is Mr. Hastings' son.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa is his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And Cece, the only reason Allie's mom would be covering up for her is because it's her daughter as well. So, what do you guys think?
I have to agree with you.
My bet's on Melissa. We've seen her in the police office.
Whispering
in Mr. Hastings' ear, which I was so upset about that because we couldn't hear it. I slammed my fist on the
ground. You almost knocked her drink over.
Knocked my iced tea over. But Mr. Hastings is covering up for her. And maybe he's covering up for the wrong person. I think, you know, he thought Spencer did it. He was under the impression that Spencer did, but Melissa really did it. So he was covering up for the wrong daughter, or so he thought.
Oh, whoops. Well, at least he covered up for his
family. Well, maybe she told him that Jason was the one that did it.
True. But my money's on Melissa.
That is true.
Obviously, I think Cece does know who killed or who tried to kill Allie, because from what Ezra told Arya is that Cece was also there. Cece witnessed Spencer. So why are they still putting it off on Spencer? I don't know. It's just there's a lot of questions that we have. So while the girls are finding all this information, the cops get a GPS signal on Spencer's phone in the car and go out to Philadelphia to find out what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so while they're searching their car and find out that the girls are not actually at the location of the GPS, we see a shadow that's flashing a flashlight into the restaurant that they're in, the coffee shop, and then breaks the window.
Stress.
The girls are running, trying to get away, which at this point we know for sure it's A.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking, okay, it's either Noel. He knows where they are. It's Ian. And for some odd reason, I kind of felt like it was Jake, even though I really liked him.
Oh, my
Jake?
God. Really?
And the only reason I think that is because the big story of this, aside from Allie telling the truth, is that Ezra gets what we think. He gets killed by trying to save the girls, and he comes out to save the day.
That was really sad.
He fights with the hoodie, right, who we believe is A, to drop the gun, but is shot in the process.
I knew he was going to get shot before I find out he got shot. I was like, Ezra's getting shot.
Well, we have been saying from the beginning that Ezra wanted, Ian Harding wanted to get off the show, so they needed to get him off the show somehow. So when I found out Marlene King stated that someone was going to die at the end of the season, it made sense. I just didn't know how it was going to happen. So,
but we don't know if he's dead yet.
The hashtag at the end says, is Ezra alive? There was a big hashtag at the end.
Maybe yes. He changed his mind and he wants to sign another contract. So they're like, maybe we'll let him live.
That whole thing scared me. I was like, girls, jump in front of Allie. Protect Allie. No, why would I do that? If I was really in that situation, I was like,
I loved Hannah's guts by picking up the gun and pointing it.
Yeah, did that remind you guys of her in Spring Breakers?
I didn't watch that movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Hannah was a thug in that movie.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to go watch it. But she was like, she's like, you guys mess with my mom. You are not messing with my friend now. I'm here to save the day.
Bam.
Except she didn't. She didn't shoot.
No, she didn't shoot.
But A gets away. I'm like, shoot it.
Well, we came to the conclusion that that could not have been Allie's mom, because I don't think she's
not a girl.
Definitely not Allie's mom.
That badass.
And the only reason why, again, I think is Jake is, hello, he's like, you know,
fitness.
Karate mister, I don't know who, could jump off of
good
the...
good point.
I just don't see where he falls into the fold.
Well, why would someone kill Ezra? He doesn't like Ezra. He doesn't like Ezra being with
Arya. I just
Arya.
Happen to think that... I think that guy was willing to kill everybody there. Whoever...
I don't think so, because he had many opportunities.
He could have killed
he
Ali.
Did. He shot at the beginning when he came in the building, and he came up on the roof, and he shot at Ezra, because he saw Ezra come
Ezra.
Out. But that was when the guy first came out of the building.
But chasing after the girl...
Why would he pick...
He definitely had a clear shot to have...
I just think Ezra is unlucky.
Poor Ezra. Hashtag poor Ezra.
Definitely. So after Melissa confesses to her dad, which we still don't know what she told him, we see in the next scene that Allie's mom is getting buried alive.
Dragged and buried alive.
How freaky
which
is that?
Shows that there's more than one A. There's no way that guy could have been in Philadelphia.
Well, we didn't see if the person had a hoodie on or anything. We just see her being dragged into a hole.
Right.
So
I saw black leather gloves, though.
Well, obviously, they don't want to get their prints on it.
I swear there's a team of A's. There's a team.
There has to be.
I'm so it's revenge.
It's A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It's a whole alphabet.
So it's revenge for Allie. Who is trying to get revenge for Allie? Someone is burying her alive the same way Allie was buried alive as well.
Or someone's trying to cover up what just happened. Like Mr. Hastings could be burying Mrs. D.
That would be...
Whoa.
Don't you guys think that would be too obvious?
I don't know.
I don't think Mr. Hastings would do that with the.
Well, he was at the police station anyway, but so was Mrs. D. So I don't know where she went. Wait, who came and got her? The police came and got her.
The police came and got her. So are the detectives involved?
That's kind of the feeling I got
because
with Holbrook. Why is he lying? Why? Remember all that?
Oh yeah, he was telling Mrs. Hastings that her husband wasn't there, and telling Mr. Hastings that Mrs. Hastings wasn't there. It's confusing.
Well, that could be right. So I don't know. Maybe Allie had ties with him and lied about it, because it was just so coincidental how he came in the picture as soon as Wilden was out. I mean, yeah, obviously someone had to take the place, but he came in with a full-on agenda, had it mapped out, everyone's face on the, you know, the board, knew what everything and anything anyone was doing, and... If someone tells you that the investigation that you've been after, the person is alive, why would you still do a search warrant, go through her, you know, their friends' house and apartments to try to find out information? You would be relieved.
He seemed very calm about everything.
And like, as if he knew already.
Even Allie's mom, when they tell her that Allie is alive, or when she tells Spencer's dad... That's the least of my worries, Spencer, and that whole agreement that we had. I just found out that my daughter is alive. She was, like, straight face. No emotion on her face. Like, you would be excited knowing that your daughter is alive.
Right. My question, why was Mrs. D so distraught and evil towards Spencer?
Well, she thought that Spencer was bullying Allie.
But why still?
But I think she used that as a cover-up, though. I don't think that... She truly believed that. Maybe she thought she was bullying, but I don't think that was really the case. I think she was using the bullying as leverage.
But why?
To prove that Spencer killed Allie.
But Mrs. D was there that night. She buried Allie. So that's what confused me. I'm like, why is she so crazy towards Spencer and appearing in her room and... Looking at her weird across the way last episode.
Yeah, why is she taking it to that? Yeah,
I was like, I'm so creeped out by it.
I think Mrs. Dean knew before Allie left the house that she was going to get killed by that phone conversation she was having, whoever it was.
She was really worried.
She was worried, and she was weird, and she was, you know, the tone in her voice, and she made sure Allie was not going out that night. But, of course, Allie... slipped away and went out. So I kind of feel like she knew it was coming. I don't know who she was on the phone with, but hopefully we'll know more of that later. I just wanted to give a shout out to a couple of our fans out on Twitter.
Yes,
and
Twitter sphere. I had to turn my Twitter off because of you guys.
I know. You guys are amazing, but we didn't want any spoilers, so... we have Georgie at Georgie Thunder. He believes that Meredith and Cece are twins, and that
Allie's Meredith.
That's the question that I want to know. I don't know if the Meredith is the girl that got killed. But let us know. Tweet, call in, leave a comment on iTunes, YouTube. Let us know what who that is. And he believes that that's why Allie's mom was covering up, or Allie's mom saw. So if that is the case...
There was one...
That'd be crazy.
I had a bunch of tweets from one girl. You can keep talking till I find
And
this.
Also Jake, real crazy Jakey, thought that, you know, that Allie, of course, has a twin as well. So everyone is referring back to the book and bringing references from the book. So I don't know if it's true, if they're going to play it out how the book is, but it would be interesting because the book is really interesting. If you guys have read it, if not, go ahead and read the book.
Demi's Angel, Demi's Gyal, G-Y-A-L. She tweeted all of us a whole, like, story. She thinks Jason is A, because why would Mrs. D cover up for A unless it's her son? And, yeah.
I like that theory.
Well, then again, she also says that Demi's Angel at Demi's Gyal says the night that Allie disappeared, Cece, Melissa were seen by Jason. Mm-hmm. So she believes, you know, who's to say that Cece is the one to have a twin? Everyone is, all the fans, that Twitter fans that I've got, are saying that Cece is the one that had a twin, but, it, you know, it could be Allie as well. And that Cece wants revenge on Allie, because I'm guessing the girl, Meredith, is Cece's sister. It might not be her twin, but it could be related to her.
I swear. I don't know how I keep everything in my head, and then Pretty Little Liars in my head too.
Yeah. Do you guys have any predictions?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Spooky.
Ezra lives.
I hope so. That's one of my predictions too.
Because what's better than the amazing romance of Arya and Ezra finally coming together after their big...
I can think of a lot of people that'll love that.
Yeah, it'll be like, you know, the comeback, Arya and Ezra together, you know, after their big blowout, and she finds out that Ezra's, you know, innocent and actually really loves her.
Oh, I love that part. I almost cried.
And then I think, I don't know what to think. My mind is so boggled.
The more I talk about it, the more I get confused, but I'm feeling like Jason might be the bad one.
Melissa or Jason for me. I think Melissa did something.
Did you guys find
Maybe
it...
they both did something. Mm.
Did you guys find it odd that none of the, like, other girls or families were looking for them? It was just Spencer, and the only one they were looking into was Spencer.
I just think that the story revolved around those parents, and it would be just be kind of... blah blah to have Hannah and Arya's mom there. It'd just be kind of like pointless.
Or do you think someone gave the lead on Spencer, i.e. Allison's mom, Cece, Melissa?
That's very possible.
Wait, say that one more time.
I said maybe Allison's mom, Cece, or Melissa, someone gave the lead on Spencer, because they didn't have a search warrant for anyone else except
for Spencer.
For Spencer.
So it'd have to, yeah. I see that.
I don't know.
Do you have any predictions, or do you want to pass?
Besides Ezra and Jason, those are my predictions.
Okay.
Ezra's going to live. Jason probably did it.
I want Ezra to live as well. I want to see how the story plays out. I'm going to predict that he's going to end up writing his story, but this time he's going to help the girls get the story out about A. So that way people will know what A is doing, and it would be more of a story for everyone to know. And now if A tries to do anything to anyone else, it would be out there for people to know about. But not in, like, okay, let me give you all the dirt about people, but in a storytelling way. So if anyone tries to bully anyone else... people would have more of a guard up and be more careful about who they're dealing with.
Do you think Mrs. D is going to crawl out of her grave?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She was almost in, like, a cave. It wasn't...
it was a nice grave.
And we didn't see Mona in this episode. Aside from the flashback that we see, we didn't really see Mona. So Mona needs to, you know, tie in somehow with the whole story. But I guess we'll see in season five what happens when Kayla finds out and comes to the rescue that the girls have been hurt. Thank you guys so much for watching us and tuning in. If you've called in, don't forget to log on to iTunes, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, anything you could think of, anything that's on social media. Comment, rate us, give us 5 stars. We love hearing your opinions, and we are so sad we won't be back until June. But
that's my birthday month.
Oh, perfect! It's a PLL
and everyone
birthday party.
Everyone make sure to watch Chasing Marie Menounos on Oxygen.
Yes, it aired tonight at 10 p.m. Well, it will in 7 minutes, so we'll be offline, so you guys could go ahead and
check
watch Maria,
out.
Chasing Maria. I'm your host, Emma Kay, and thank you guys so much for watching. Where can they find everyone?
You can find me at SarahGGG on Twitter and on Instagram at SarahKateGiroux.
You guys can find me on Twitter at TheFrancisco and also Facebook and Instagram, Francisco Thurston.
And don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at RealEmmaK and also check out GQJedi.com. Thank you guys. Until next time.
See you in
Bye.
June.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.